Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight, I don't know how to define tonight. Today's been an unusual day. We're going to be dealing with a little genetics and a little bit of chemtrail and biology. And we're going to be dealing with the WEF. The WEF is making a major push in Michigan, turning it into a major hub. I had some people from Michigan give me a call and send me an email. Told me, look at the WEF going to be making a center hub in Troy, Michigan, where tax dollars from the people of Michigan and from the feds, I guess, is going to be going to pay for this. And both parties are involved, the Republican and the Democrat. So you have no representation in Michigan either. You're like the rest of Canada. We got a lot of people in power, but doing nothing except, bending over to the WEF. And apparently the WEF has got a major foothold there in Michigan. Apparently even the governor of the state is welcoming them. So when you look at this, you have to understand that now that they have a foothold, they're going to turn this into a major hub globally. Basically, this is where you're going to be developing the robotics to their division. A lot of your military robots are going to be coming out of here. They're going to be talking about using the robots for cars and manufacturing and all this other crap. But always remember something. Nothing is never what it seems to be, and it's always about the military. Always, always, always. Tonight, I'm a little running late because I've been getting pounded here with these frequencies. They turned them on and went outside of the backyard. Major waves up in the sky. They're bouncing these things like crazy all around here. So it's been a lot of fun for the last hour and a half, 2 hours. And if you look on the map, the radar maps, you can see that Michigan and Ontario are literally blitzing the state and the province with these radar signals going across the state and province. And they're going back and forth, you know. So if you're feeling like shit, if you're feeling like you're on fire, you're feeling like you're being burnt, if you feel like you're achy, if you feel like your head is kind of spaced out, that's because of over-the-horizon frequencies. So you may want to check out there. I put a bunch of links on the WEF. I want to bring this to everybody's attention. The WEF is what's running the world right now. President Biden isn't doing jack shit. Neither is our little, one sock over here, little Justin. They're just nothing but a figurehead. Your systems of government have already been vanquished. How they vanquish the governments over there is by suspending the Constitution of America and the Charter of Rights here in Canada with this fake, biowarfare that they call the pandemic. Because once they call the pandemic, this suspended the Constitution of America and the Charter of Rights. Let me read this to you. WHO's directions, so it's an omnipotent power. They have now taken control of the entire planet through public health with compulsory policies and with all their funding and military might behind it. Your Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, the tax and fiscal policy arm of the United Nations, it's already done, and they have a giant information matrix called Common Reporting Standard, wherever everyone's private information as it relates to anything of value, accounts, stocks, bonds, whatever, has already been harmonized. Everybody's tax codes, medical codes, and commercial codes is now held by the OECD. And they are controlling tax and fiscal policy. On 1st of January 2016, all member nations capitulated their sovereignty, you get this, all member nations capitulated their sovereignty over their tax and fiscal policies to the OECD. That's why everything's being done the way it's done. We're no longer having government control over our economy anymore. The WHO is doing this. It's just the United Nations is doing this through the OECD. Now listen to this. Our prime ministers don't mean anything other than some sort of public facade. The real power is already in place. The WHO is just in charge of our biological entities, but the OECD already has control of everybody's money, everybody's resources. You don't have a country. Okay, corporate America is not a country, it's a corporation. Corporate Canada is not a country, it's a corporation. And through this whole procedure, what this was all about was not about a pandemic, because it never existed. Corona that they were talking about never existed. Coronaviruses do exist, but they're mild, non-influential virus. This thing they call the boogeyman, the one-stop hip-hop that they threw out there, it was nothing, because it didn't exist. Everybody jumped on the bandwagon based on the media selling the idea that there was something out there. They never isolated this, ever. You know. And now we're up to 4 and 5 shots, and people getting the third shot are now getting HIV proteins pumped into them. It's perpetuating of the lie. You'll see this in the document tonight. The one world government is already here, and we're not aware of it. It's under that link. And when you hear this doctor talking in regard to our human rights, okay, let me read this other thing, if I haven't read it already, see. Our human rights, our charter rights, our constitutional rights have been suspended. It's evident from the way we've all been treated. We've been locked in our houses. It's called false imprisonment. We have been denied due process. We've been denied the courts. We've been denied everything, and we get beat up by the police. That's martial law. In Canada, it's more noticeable than in America, because we still haven't been released yet. We haven't been given permission yet by the WEF or the OECD or the WHO to go back to somewhat of some civility, where you don't have to wear a mask and don't have to do this and don't have to do that, and you can travel freely. You don't have to worry about anything. We can't travel. We can't even come back to our own country without being harassed. That's how bad it is in Canada. You can't, eventually you're going to be able to travel back and forth. I wouldn't be a bit surprised you're going to be doing the same thing out here. But where are you coming from? Quebec. Where are you going? BC. What are you going to be doing in BC? That's none of your business. We're going to send your ass back to Quebec. Wouldn't be a bit surprised they do something like that. We are no longer a democratic society or a democracy. We are now a fascist system run by fascists in the WEF, in the WHO, in the OECD. The one world government's already here. They're telling you already that the fiscal assets of the planet has already been modified and regulated by the OECD. And that the representatives of government that we have assumed to be a representative of government are no longer representing anything other than putting on a facade that we still have a constitution, a charter, or a bill of rights, or whatever you want to say you've got. It's amazing, isn't it? Totally amazing. Then somebody sent me something on Zionists. and how they think. And I think it's worth a read for everybody. Now, whether or not you agree with this is one thing, and I'm not sure if everybody's going to agree with it. But these are not Hebrews. These are not Israelites. These are not Israelis. These are something else. This is what's infiltrated the Christian church today, bringing in whatever doctrines and dogmas to continually corrupt the faith, getting people, you know, going back to the Sabbath and following the laws of Moses. This is complete bullshit if you're a believer. But this is what they want everybody to do. We're under a new covenant, not the old one. The old one was for another people that were coming out of Egypt. So when we're looking at this stuff and we're seeing this stuff that is going on, when you see this, you're going to get a little bit uptight because of the information that's going to talk. Now again, this is not anti-Israel. It's not anti-Israeli. It's not anti-Semiticism. This is what it is. And this is also part of the agenda going on right now to continue to disrupt everybody and anybody that has any kind of concept of democracy and freedom. They're trying to erase that from everybody's mind, right? The fact that you have rights. But when the courts, like there was something that happened in Peterborough, Ontario yesterday, where the citizens were going to make a citizen's arrest on the police department because they violated the law. They were a party to murder. All the police departments in Ontario that obligated themselves to comply with this illegal procedure all broke the law. Every one of them. And yet, the perpetrators of these crimes are still walking free. Something's wrong with that, don't you think? It's my thinking. And again, going back to the fake security by using artificial intelligence to remove information that is on the internet that may have been there forever, but now may be deemed a security risk. AI is now becoming more and more prevalent in our lives. And with the WEF Forum in Troy, we're going to start seeing them build probably robots that are going to be on a military capacity. This is really mind-blowing and frightening. A machine will now be given the ability to make a decision on who to kill and who not to kill. Imagine that. Imagine that. You're walking down the street, all of a sudden the drone asks you for some questions, and you tell it to F off, and it takes you out. It deems you a threat. Say that to me again, will you? I'll take you out again. So this is what's coming and rolling around the corner. Not that far away. You know, when you see iRobot with Will Smith, they're already giving you a preview of what's coming with robotics. They're going to be doing everything for us. You know, they're going to be cleaning the streets, they're going to be, you know, stocking shelves, they're going to be working in warehouses, they're going to be working in manufacturing, they're going to be driving cars. You know, the only thing you're going to be doing is nothing. So you may not even be around. So when you see that, you see that the AI network turned those bots against the people. Nothing can stop AI. Not really. Not at this point. Unless you nuke the whole planet. So like I said, we're no longer in a situation that we were in 30, 40, 50 years ago. We have developed the kill switch to mankind. When they taught AI how to kill, that was the end of our species as we know it. It's smarter, faster, more efficient, and can get the job done in more ways than we can think. So I was listening to, I heard Putin say, who controls AI controls the world. Since nobody controls AI, that means AI is controlling AI. And if AI is controlling AI, that means AI is controlling the world. And everything seems to be coordinating with the fact that the AI is running the show. WEF establishing centers all across the planet where technology, robotics, genetics is involved. What kind of robots are they going to be building out of Troy, Michigan? You might say it's nothing but service-oriented robots or whatever, but what really is going to come out? What's going to be in their programming? How would you know what's in the programming of a robot that just came off a factory? How would you know? How would you know if it even had a program? And how many would you know if they had some sort of kill switch in the some sort of cache file somewhere in the system that one day would take you out? That technology is not controlled by you. That technology would be controlled by a bigger, more prominent operating system, artificial intelligence. So when we're looking at what we're looking at today, again, a lot of it is fluff, a lot of it is decorum, a lot of it is show and tell, but the reality of things are not what they're telling us they are. Okay, so the other thing I was looking at, because we've been talking about sex and transgender and homosexual sex and gay sex and lesbian sex and you get 99 different genders you can call yourself. When you look at the male population, it seems like they're going after men primarily to feminize all the men and give them the ability to produce babies. By either giving them a uterine transplant or whatever. Because I've seen some of these women that didn't look like women to me, they looked like men, that had a uterine transplant that were able to produce a baby. Now, some of that might be a little hard to believe, and I wouldn't blame you if you said that was some sort of scam to get more men to transgender into a woman. I would probably agree with that more than anything. But the fact that they put it out there is to put out ideas, and that maybe this is where they're heading. Just a thought. The women today that are genderizing as well into something else, I'm hearing more and more as they get older, they regret having the surgical procedure done. And all the doctors are out there doing these surgeries. They're making a fortune. Making a major fortune. They're playing with the genetics. And what they may be playing with specifically to shut down even the male production is a protein called OSX-9. That's one that determines the health of the testicles and the fact that you are having a male. And the testosterone. You shut that specific protein down, and now what's supposed to be a boy may not be anything. It may have their genitals become completely corrupt in the process of development. Could be. Medical establishment is playing God by interrupting proteins that activate hormones, regulate hormones, and so forth and so on. In the last, at least 60 years, we have seen the food supply become completely eroded with endocrine disrupting chemicals that have a engineering effect on anybody that would have consumed them. Did a video years ago with Dave, And I started out the video saying I'd like a good vagina. And the reason why I did that was to point out that vaginas were now being afflicted with glyphosate poison that was making them unable to be able to copulate in order to either enjoy their husbands or to make babies, because there was a malfunction in the vagina's signaling pathways and receptors to the brain so that the brain could release nitric oxide for the vagina to work. This is all done through these proteins that they have incorporated into the biology of the food supply. Now we got all these, somebody mentioned to me today, talking to a friend of mine, she was saying that she noticed in the last 40 years, we've had these issues going on with endocrine disrupting chemicals, but in the last 10 years, there has been a surge of young people heading into a transgender, transsexual transformation of their orientation. And she believes that it may be due to the frequencies of what we're dealing with, and that's quite possible. Everything's already in place. See, what they've done to kill us is they put everything in place first, we consume it or get exposed to it, and then they trigger it with a frequency. Well, in the last 10 years, there has been this insane concept, even among the academia, you know, whether or not you're a female. When a judge says they can't make that distinction because they're not medical. I thought everybody went to school. I know I did. And I thought everybody took up biology. And I thought in the biology classes we learned that males have the sperm or the seed, and the women have the egg and the uterus, and when they combine, they produce offspring. As a result, the woman has the capacity to receive the seed and have a transformation inside her womb to bear a child. That determines whether or not you're a man or a woman. You have the seed or do you have the egg? But today, even academians in the educational institution cannot make a distinction about defining what is a woman. I think about stuff like that sometime, and I wonder, this is going to be a judge that cannot make a judgment or a determination based on what she has already been taught through the educational system, that a woman bears a child, has an egg, has a uterus, has ovaries, and that men don't have this equipment. Now, going back to the transferring a uterus. So everyone's wondering, well, how would they be able to transfer? Well, they could 4D print one. They're 4D printing hearts. They can go get a child who they're changing over, take the uterus out, and then reconnect it to whoever they're going to reconnect it to. So, and they would have to change the genetic code so that the body wouldn't reject it, and you wouldn't have to take pills for rejection, because if that was the case, it would stop any kind of pregnancy, right? So, here we are today, more confused than ever. Well, the young people are more confused than ever. They apparently don't know what they've got below their waist, or what it's used for, or how it's even used. So this is another nail in the coffin. What we're seeing going on in America and Canada today is Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids. Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids. And what's even worse about this, we have lost our ability to understand Sodom and Gomorrah. why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And if he didn't hold back with Sodom and Gomorrah, what do you think he's going to do with us? See, they have hid a lot of history. They rewrote a lot of history. But a lot of biblical truths are still intact. So you have to ask yourself, if we already had a history of a civilization that conducted themselves like we are conducting ourselves, and we are becoming more vile than they were, how much longer do you think we really have? Now, maybe the only thing sparing America and Canada is there are still righteous people in the country. But sooner or later, you're going to pay the piper for violating God's creation, the genetic code of the people that you have mangled, the corrupting, of the genetic code, and corrupting of the process of birth, and the protein that signals testosterone and regulates the estrogen. This is deep uncharted waters here, and this is very, very, very frightening. When you go into a medical establishment and you have a child, and they decide to ask that child while you're not there for whatever reason if they want to have their sex changed, and the child says yes. Or they maneuver a child through the education system, goes to school, and the teacher makes a suggestion, would you like to play with a doll? Would you like to play with Barbie and Ken? I don't know what girls play with today for toys, but any toy that is used by girls. Would you like to play with these toys? Well, obviously all boys will play with toys. That's just the way we're made. So when you're young like that, it ain't going to matter whether it's a foo-foo or a pee-pee, you're going to play with it. Now, as they get older, they have a change in their taste for toys. You know, the old saying goes, right, the only difference between men and the boys are the games they play and the price of their toys. That's true. When you're a little kid, you play with a model truck, model plane. When you get older, you're driving a truck or you're driving the plane. Playing with soldiers that shoot and kill other soldiers. Well, you're playing with it, but when you get older, you own a gun. You know how to shoot it. So here we are with, you know, growing up. And kids being manipulated to have a disorientation with their bodies because a school teacher or maybe even a minister or maybe somebody else of some authority made a suggestion that you should take your child because he looks like he's a boy, but he sounds more like a girl. He's a girl, sounds more like a boy. See, something's wrong there. All of Hollywood is looking at today. So they're saying something like 90% of Hollywood stars are playing women parts today are men. This is having a psychological impact on the male population because when they see those models or whatever they're looking at, they're going to think that's a normal looking woman and they're going to be in for a surprise. No, that's a male. That's a man. There's a guy talking about women from Africa that were modeling. They weren't from Africa, but they pretended to be from Africa to get some sort of notoriety. And he pointed out that these were all boys, all men. So like I said, we're no longer living in the days of clarity. And if this is giving us a hard time in determining male and female, and having to go along with a system that is just so corrupt and vile, you know, this is, like I said, this is major. You know, I've talked about silica, and I got two links here about silica affecting the reproductive system and the sperm. It's a good read. It's a fascinating read. And you'll see, because it's on a nano scale, it impacts even the lady cells that produce the testosterone for the male. This whole thing that about the silica, as I said before, when they started engaging in the studies on silica, they quit after a couple of days or a couple of weeks because of the damning report on its breaking down DNA. So you got two reads there, so you can look at them, get further involved or further, not involved, but further educated, developed, so nobody will come along and sell you a bunch of junk. You know, that's the way it is today too, you know, gurus and goofy people. And then we're seeing, like I said, more and more people are still under the context or the pretext that there's a boogeyman going on out there. This is so horrific when you sit there and think about that. In Canada, if you got 5,000 or 10,000 people in a community that has decided that they are going to continue following the process of the program, it's insane. Totally insane. So like I said, you may want to, again, with all that's coming down the pipe, start looking at different options that you may have available. But like I said, these nanoparticles, they are not to be fooled with. They cause permanent damage. Sometimes you can't get these particles out because they've now assembled into your DNA. It's important you understand, sometimes it's not about procedure, it's about the right procedure. And if a doctor isn't equipped to give you the right procedure, you need to find a doctor that can. What does that egg do, doctor? What's inside the egg? Why is it this way? Look at how it's developed. You know, asking all kinds of questions that are pertinent to the system that we're living in. Like I said, understanding the world we live in today. You know, again, going back to the OECD and the WEF. How long is it going to take for everybody to round up and remove where they have penetrated? Give me a show of hands. I will. It's important that we start thinking in these terms. We're not going to have a country. We're just going to be real estate for China and Russia. I was listening to a guy named Kerrigan today. And he made mention there was some sort of deal done that China would get either the Canada and Russia, or Russia would get Canada. Imagine that. The trade, they've already negotiated that Canada's going to go to one of those countries. Imagine that. Alaska's going to go back to Russia. I was listening to this today, and I don't know if there's any validity to this. Okay, I got to be straight with you. I don't know. I got to go back and listen to the video, and if I can get it back and see where he's referencing this. But either way, everybody needs to be prepared just in case something like this does happen. You know, it's important that we're on our game. It's important that we're on our game. You know. It's important that you understand how they've taken away your country's autonomy by giving you the impression that you had a government, but you never did. All you've had is regulations. You know, how everything and everything about us on a genetic level is being crushed, has been being campaigned against. You're a male. You should be having a sex change. If you're a female, you should be having a sex change. Like I said, and you know what's interesting about all of this? They will spend a fortune turning a kid into inside out to make him or her something they're not. And yet not one finger is being lifted in the medical establishment or any other, or the pharmaceutical establishment, to go after these engineers and make them pay, then go after the company. You know, Pfizer's owning all the patents and all this and that. Well, then if this is his, then he gets to pay the retribution to the people they violated. That's how that goes. That's how it should go. Like I said, we are no longer living in Kansas at all. There's something else I wanted to talk about, and I can't remember it. And I'm trying to scratch, you know, back my brain here. I was mentioning Jim Kerrigan and what he was talking about. And he's also saying, he was saying a lot of things I said too, and there's some things I'm not sure about what he said, but he does say, you know, he's found a bunker or a silo that's been completely modified. I don't know what it cost them, but anyway, stuff like that is being made as we talk. You know, it's being made as we were, I'm talking here. So like I said, they are already in position, and we're just waking up. Something to think about. We're right here. Okay. Let's see, let me go through here again real quick. No, I got them all. I think, you know what? Oh, the Netherlands. I almost forgot that. The Netherlands are now being fumigated because they didn't submit to the bullshit of giving up the nitrogen. And it's nuts. It's really nuts. Let me see if I can find it. I'm going to play this thing. Where are we here? Give me 1 minute. I got to locate it again. Here we go. All right, give me a second. I'm going to play this for you. Give me 1 second. Here we go.
We should be worried about this. It's happening not only in the Netherlands that affecting the Dutch farmers, but it's happening all over the world and affecting all of us. So what we know so far, it's 100% happening in many, many countries like the Netherlands, UK, Italy. This was filmed in the Netherlands on August 10th, and this was southern England last week. So if you don't see it now, you will see it later. Many global elites have talked about this for decades. Bill Gates has many times talked about spraying particles in the sky to block the sun. Former CIA director Brennan has also admitted this way of doing. And this is what being called. No one knows exactly how serious it will affect farmers and the global agriculture. In 2021, Tucker Carlson also talked about this. That time he said, Bill Gates thinks of himself as God. He controls the solar system. Because Bill Gates actually funded a project called Dim the Sun. He wants to use technology that would reflect sunlight of the Earth's atmosphere, causing global cooling. So what's happening right now is changing the entire planet. Actually, many scientists knew and didn't agree with this. The one who agree are these global elites.
Better to build back better.
They might call this an experiment, but no one knows the large scale effects it has on our planet. And
all right, just wanted to point this out. Chemtrail activity has been a precursor for a lot of problems for a lot of our health. Stuff falls down from the sky in 23 hours. It's got an array of chemicals in them, different chemicals for different regions. Usually they all have barium, strontium, thorium, aluminum, silica, silver, black carbon, titanium borate, just to mention a few. Carbon. The idea with this was not about deflecting the sun's rays and keeping the earth cooler, because that was all bullshit too. It was all about putting these particles in the sky so that over a period of time, everybody will have a major break. You know, there's like 9 out of 10 people today who are got a health condition, 90% plus. It's all from the particulates that you're breathing in every day. Every time they chemtrail the sky, you are now going to suffer some sort of respiratory issue. You know, for all you know, the pandemic that they're creating might be coming from chemtrails. Might be coming from chemtrails. Imagine that. Imagine that. Chemtrails. And what's it? And everyone's having different symptomologies as a result of the chemicals that are interacting or reacting with your biology. So this is war. The pharmaceutical industry has declared war. The governments of Canada and the United States have already surrendered their governments to their adversary. So if you want something done, you're going to have to start looking in a more localized way, because there's not going to be a government to be able to help you. There was even talk when I was listening to Jim Kerrigan, I think his name was Jim Kerrigan, was saying that how in the United States, they're pretty well going to be dealing with whoever's going to come across the border. If they haven't disarmed them, they'll be able to fight. And he was also talking about the sky and all that was coming down. And, you know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. We're no longer, we can no longer be spectators here. Got to start looking at what to do, where to go, how to rebuild, how to shield, how to deflect, how to keep these things out of our system. It's important that you understand this. Alrighty, let me double check real fast. We have another video. Okay, that was a heart clot. Oh. A friend of mine, another colleague, she was out in Colorado, and she decided, I wanted to mention this, that she took some omega-3 oil, fish oil, put a teaspoon on a styrofoam plank, and in 15 minutes it had broke through the styrofoam. Broke through the styrofoam. This is not something you should be eating on any level. Even though it's advocated as a health food, it isn't a health food. It's another dangerous component they're telling you to put in your body because it's going to help your brain and your vision, blah-dee-dee and blah-da-da. But not if it's already rancid before you buy it. Something everybody needs to know. Alrighty, I think I'm going to wind it down because I'm a little pooped and I'm running behind. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, read, you know, Revelations, read the letters, see how the church evolves, see the Revelations, because that is the playbook they're going to go by. So I suggest everybody read it for yourself, and then take a look around and see where it correlates. Just a thought. On the top of the page, I've got people who are also committed in helping people. In some form or fashion. So help them out any way you can. Help the show out any way you can. If you can give a donation, feel free to do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. We all understand that people still haven't got back to work, and some of you may be hurting for cash. That's okay. No, that's fine. So, help everybody up on the page you can. If you can't, again, share. Share the shows. Alrighty, I think I've pretty much covered everything. Okay, until the next segment. Oh no, sorry. We are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So until the next segment, 2 years out. Take care. Bye.